Hi, it's Mac. It's McCorgan and Audio Boo. Heading home from Dean's Livingston. Just had the Volvo, which I'm driving, of course. Just had it put through an MOT test with the local council authority. For a change, I've never used them before, but I used them because I have a mechanic friend who looks after my car, who works for them, and who managed to get me in when I realised, got me in at short notice, when I suddenly realised that although the road tax was up at the end of this month, that the MOT was actually up today. So a bit of a blind panic, because if you get caught without an MOT, you know, well, you know, you get done. So anyway, my friend made arrangements with his boss, see if he could squeeze me in this afternoon. So it's 5:25, and that's me just left the depot with a pass certificate. Some advisories, but that's okay. Advisories are, well, once you get a car over a year old, you can get advisories. Well, it won't be, because it wouldn't be an MOT, but you know what I'm saying. So, a few minor advisories. Some new tyres needed within the next 2,000 miles. That's okay. Another night, we got through. Which is excellent news, because I'm going to be able to go home and tell my wife that the Volvo has passed its MOT. I mean, can renew another year's road tax on it at the end of this month. Fantastic stuff. She'll be delighted with that. Because she always worries. Well, I suppose I worry as well, you know, in case they say it's failed and, you know, you'll have to take off the road. But anyway, I'm really happy with that. And what I wanted to talk about, really, was what's been happening at home with, or over, I should say, the past number of days. We had already kind of planned to get things done, home improvements, and we decided to bite the bullet and get on with it this year. The first thing was that the double glazing on our home, it's what you would call a modern bungalow. It's now 26 years old. We've been in it 24 years come May. And the double glazing that was in is really old hat. You know, I think if it's a centimetre of a gap, that's the maximum air gap. So it loses a heck of a heat, you know, in the cold. It really does. And causes condensation on the bottom of the windows, and if it's a cold night, a frosty night, pardon the rumble strips in this wee road. I actually better going over them at speed, but they're designed to keep you slow, of course. It's a wee twisty wee road, climbing up into the Bathgate Hills. And apart from that, from the day we moved in, we'd noticed that when the sun's at a certain angle, it highlights so many scratches on the glass. What we think is somebody had been sliding the glass panels about on top of each other before they built them into the house. That they look that bad. You don't see it normally, but when the sun's at the right angles, they're scratched, as we say, they're scratched the buggery. But anyway, so, and they're wooden framed, and every couple of years I've got to go back over with the stain. It's a good quality stain I use. It's expensive, but it spreads well, and it's probably the top brand. If you're interested in wood stain, Hixon's Decor stains are brilliant, worth every penny. Anyway, so I had to do that, but now some of the outer ledges, bottom ledges, are really showing their age and really need replaced. And so we thought, well, okay, let's go for a new double glaze, we'll get a new UVPC. So we had two or three companies out, and you know, it's not just a matter of them coming there and being there for half an hour. They've got to have a look at what you've got, run over some ideas, take some measurements, then go away and work out a price, and then get back to you. So the worst, if I say the worst, I'm talking about the worst in time, is Everest. Now, we fancied Everest because of the renowned quality, but we knew they would be expensive. And they were the longest in the house because the guy that came out, the rep, a lovely guy, Alistair was his name, a guy in his late 50s, lovely big gentleman of a guy, but he was very slow and deliberate and methodical, but he did detail and show you every type. They carry around these sections of frames of the windows and everything to show you what's built inside and how the double glazing all works and how the safety features, the locking mechanisms. It's tremendous stuff, and I have to say, we were so impressed with it, we decided to pay the extra money and get Everest to do it. And up to the 16th of February, they had a sale. They were advertising it all the time. Up to the 16th of January there, of up to 50% of their triple glazing, which has now got a rating. Their double glazing windows are rated currently at plus 14, which is one of the highest, I think it's actually the highest rate they've got over anybody else. But their triple glazing is just been rated at plus 21, where no one even gets near. So we got the windows for 6-7 at £6,700, and we've got some big windows, by the way. We've got windows that are approaching 2 meters wide, quite big windows. We got it for 6-7, and they agreed to give us the triple glazing, because I kind of said, like, if it's going to be too much, I ain't going to bother, we're not paying loads more than that. If it's far too much, we'll stick with double glazing. But they gave us a special deal with that 50% off, and we actually got the triple glazing for an additional £1,100, which is fantastic. So we're getting full triple glazing fitted throughout the house. Brilliant stuff. But our next plan was to have a coal fire installed. Some of you may already know, I've spoken about this many times in the past. This is the year it's going to happen, without a doubt. But there's no more kidding on. In fact, the only reason I don't have a coal fire today is because we were let down so badly with coal companies, you know, coal fire companies that installed chimneys, flues and coal fires. They let us down so badly with so many things that we just like, leave it alone. So we've left it alone for a couple of years. But this year it's definitely going in. So we need money for that. So we had a budget. So that's totally happened. But while we were talking about the double glazing, we kind of thought, you know, why don't we ask what it would cost to replace our aging conservatory? Because it's a single glazed aluminium framed thing, you know, brown aluminium box section. And because it's single glazed in the winter, we have to keep the patio door closed completely, even though there's two radiators in there, because it just gets so damn cold. I mean, it's like the Arctic blowing in through to the living room, to the lounge. So we have to keep it closed. Condensation is horrendous if it's a cold night. If it's a frosty night, it's even worse. Water dripping everywhere, and it's just been a mess, you know. For all those years that we've been there, having to squeegee and towel out dry windows after a frosty night. Plus the fact, not great sound insulation at all. A sliding door was beginning to go. Cut a long story short, we decided to get a price and see what happened. So we got a price from one company who were nowhere near the quality ever, I have to say that. And I wasn't really impressed with their price for what they were giving. It was good quality, but it was nothing near the quality of Everest. Even the door that Everest is putting on is the equivalent of an outside door in a house. I mean, standard-wise, you know, you can't break through this thing. You just literally have to smash the glass. So, you know, really impressive. So we decided to go with Everest for that. The thing is that when they came out, there was the conservatory agent, the salesperson, plus the manager, who came out to talk through everything, show us the design. Ours is basically a lean-to, if you like, to the front of the house, but it's about 15 foot, 16 foot wide, and about 8-9 foot front to back, if you like. So it's a good size, you know, and we have three-piece wicker furniture in there, and etc., and wee tables, so plenty of room in it. But it's going to cost quite a bit of money. But we decided, well, look, why not? And at least then, even in the summer, it's going to be very comfortable, rather than being cooking hot. And in the winter, it's going to be lovely with the two radiators in there. It'll keep it as snug as the living room, and we can be able to use it as an extension to the lounge, rather than it being a separate entity when the door's mostly closed, if you know what I mean. And we'll be able to use it much, much more comfortably. So we decided to go with that. So as I said, this is all tied up. And of course, what happens is that your sales rep and your agent comes out, and they take 3 to 4 hours to go, you know, through. They take 3 to 4 hours to go through all the ins and outs, the measuring, the pricing, the putting you on the rack and torturing you till you agree. All that kind of nice. But then, because they're the salespeople, they then have to, once you agree, they'll send out a surveyor. The surveyor was out the other day there to go over all the windows professionally, not just to check that the measurements are correct. They do so many more measurements. Anybody who's had this done will know what I'm talking about. But also to check that what the sales agent has got you to agree to is correct, that the dimensions are correct, that the finishes are correct, that there is no issues with fitting. Like, you've got, they have noticed that the window frame, for example, won't go in there properly because there's a metal beam behind the framework, all those kind of things. So that's another 3 or 4 hours. And then once he's happy, he prints all the stuff off, and then you sign that paperwork. Okay. So we had the surveyor out for the windows today. A lovely man. I think he's down the south of England. I don't know where, Dorset, Cornwall, something like that. Lovely big gentleman. And he was there for about 4 hours. And what he did do, and this is where the surveyor comes into his own, is he, at the end of things, he had an issue and said that the standard lean-to design that we had been quoted for and priced for and basically signed for wasn't going to fit because of the depth of their structure, that the beams that they put in are so large and basically superior to anyone else, that it couldn't be done that way. So he redesigned it, so it's now got, instead of just a, if you like, a flat but pent roof, as they call it, it would then have to have three corners rising up, you know, so the two sides and the front would rise up like triangles and meet at a point higher up the roof, the outside wall of the house, that is, I should say. So actually a very attractive design, far superior looking than what we have now and what the replacement is going to be. But he said that structure would cost money. So he says if it is, which it will do, he says, I know how these work, he says, that will cost you money. And if it does, then this is your get out clause. You can turn around to Everest, because these are independent surveyors, and say, look, you got it wrong, surveyors got it right, and we're not paying any more for the structure, so the deal will fall through and we could walk away. And that was the decision that both myself and my wife made, that if it is going to cost more, just tell them to forget it, and we'll think about it another day and go, oh, we're getting the coal firing just now. So we took about another 3/4 hour designing all this, printing it out and showing me. But I suspect that he actually phoned the company and told them, because I had said to him, look, that's a far nicer design. That's going to look really, really lovely out the front there. But I ain't paying another penny. Not another penny, because what we're paying for this as it is expensive. So I suspect he phoned the company and told them that Mr. Mack was not prepared to pay another penny, and the only design that was going to fit was his new, modified, better looking, fancier, go faster stripes look. And he's not paying another penny for it. And so he said that after his calculations, that it only amounted to a difference of £20. And so, because it was only £20, they were just going to waive that and just agree to pay the money we'd agree to pay. And I thought, yeah, it was going to cost a lot more. But they knew, because I'd already told him that we will walk away if it's going to cost us more. And they couldn't afford to lose the double deal, in other words, the windows and the conservatory. So I suspect they've told him to say, look, just tell him that it was only a very small amount of difference at the end of the day, and they weren't going to bother about that. I told the tailor, who's a friend of mine's actually, I told the tailor when he was there what happened, and he said, before I said one word, after I told him what the guy had said, he said exactly what I just said, that that the company had said, don't tell him it was, you know, £1,000 or £1,200 more to get that design, just tell him it was a little amount, and we're not going to bother, because they wouldn't want to lose the sale, would they? So all that has taken up time, and the tailor's been tiling a vestibule with Victorian tiles, tiny wee tiles, like the biggest jigsaw puzzle in the world. Maybe not. He's never done one before, it's taken up ages, but we're sympathetic to his problems with it. He's getting there now, he sees how it all works together, and he's had to put up a lot because he's a big guy and he's been stuck in a 4.5 foot square vestibule for 3 or 4 days. So we've now got an issue with that, and we'll be paying Liam extra for the extra efforts he's made. Not finished yet, but I'll be finished it on Thursday morning, they'll grout it and that'll be it done. So we're not able to use the front door, and because we're not able to use the front door, it's locked off. And his timeline stuff is in there. I missed out on a parcel that Adrian Wicks was sending me up at Turbo Stream. Adrian sent me a parcel which I knew was coming the day. I knew what time it was coming at, and unfortunately I wasn't here. I was meeting up with Paul Freeman at Ilma on Audio Boo and Twitter. But my wife was here, but she couldn't get to the front door to tell the boy that she couldn't use the front door. So by the time she ran out the back door, the guy was gone. And left a wee card, so I've rearranged it for tomorrow, and it'll be dropped into a safekeeping outside the house. So that's what's been happening in the house, and that's why I've had a hectic number of days, and hopefully that'll be all done now. The next thing that should happen, tiles finished on Thursday morning, and the windows fitted sometime in the very near future, and the conservatory fitted just shortly after that. So that's what's been happening, and that's what's been keeping me busy, attending to all kinds of people coming and going in the house for the past 7 days. It's been crazy. Thanks for listening. I'm home now. I'm going to have my tea, get my wife to rub my feet. Probably not. Anyway, speak soon, and thanks for listening once again. Cheerio bye the new.